All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name.
Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
I learn something new every day. For example, did you know that the first movie trailers were shown after the movie and not before? It's true. In fact, that's why we call them trailers, because they trailed the feature film. See, it all began back in 1913 when an enterprising theater owner decided to promote an upcoming Broadway show by playing a short filmed promo at the end of a movie screening. And just like that, the trailer was born. Of course, movie studios eventually realized that playing these previews after the film meant fewer people actually stuck around to see them, so they were moved to the beginning of the show where they belong. Today, trailers aren't just for movies anymore. We have trailers for video games, trailers for TV shows, trailers for books, and yes, even trailers for podcasts. Just like this one, because that's what you have. That's what you're listening to. The official trailer for a brand new, brain-bending, reality-ripping, and mildly ridiculous podcast. A podcast so grand, so absurd, so utterly unpredictable that even the most sophisticated AI just wouldn't know what to do with it. This, folks, is the trailer for a podcast called Steven or Else. Originating from a secret lair deep within the hills of eastern Kansas, Steven or Else is more than just the most important podcast in all of human history. It's also your ultimate escape into geekdom's glorious galaxy. It's an auditory amalgamation of comic book critiques, movie musings, and pop culture ponderings, all peppered with absurd anecdotes, riveting rants, and silly shenanigans. I'm your host, the titular Steven, and I have a very particular set of skills. Skills that I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people who enjoy the mundane. Whether I'm diving into decades-old comics, traveling through time, or uncovering the profound science of refrigerated rubber bands, one thing is for certain. You will laugh, you will learn, and you will love every second of this sonic spectacle. That was like three things, wasn't it? But here's the thing, folks. The skeleton of this show is built from both brand new content and recycled audio. In other words, I have painstakingly sifted through my extensive audio archives to retrieve all the unused recordings, lost gems, and snippets of madness from my many other podcasting adventures. Mixing all that past brilliance with a big bunch of brand new audio insanity, I've crafted a podcast that's one part time capsule, one part fever dream, and one part stand-up routine performed by an idiot in a soundproof room. Steven or Else isn't your average podcast, folks. It's a phenomenon, a proclamation, a declaration of delirious delight. It's the show that asks, why be normal when you can be exceptional? It's the show that dares to break the fourth wall of audio storytelling and poke at the very fabric of reality with a slightly bent stick. But don't just take my word for it, folks. Here are just a few examples of the brain-blasting brilliance that you'll find in every episode of Steven or Else. You're there on your stationary bike or in your car or sitting at your desk or wrestling gators or doing whatever it is you do when you listen to these types of shows. And then suddenly you feel your skin begin to crawl as a sense of deja vu slowly washes over you.
Well, if you're one of the millions just like me dealing with mild to minimal clavicle discomfort just two or three times a year, you know how much it can disrupt your day and put you in a foul mood. That almost imperceptible twinge when you reach for something on a high shelf or offer a polite wave or even stir a bowl of soup can be just enough to make life unbearable.
Jeff, every inch the ginger warrior leaps into action. He catches up to the ne'er-do-well in just a few steps, and tackles him on an escalator before punching the criminal in the face. But it's all just a ruse. A man with a rifle, or possibly an old camcorder with a metal tube sticking out of it, is taking aim at Jeff from a secluded spot above.
Newsflash! The police are still baffled by the mysterious murders of three members of the famous history club last night. No clues, etc., etc. That's not me paraphrasing. They actually put that in the comic book.
Have you ever slept in a tortilla? Well, there's this guy in West Texas. I think his name's Bert. Anyway, he makes these giant tortillas, like something you can cover your bed with.
Yet, while First Blood the movie made Rambo a household name, it's worth noting that it diverged significantly from the novel on which it was based. David Morrell's First Blood, published in 1972, presents a darker, more complex story. One where Rambo and Sheriff Teasel are two sides of the same coin. I'm just a boy, podcasting in front of a girl, or another boy, possibly a goat.
Well, that's right, friend. For just a small monthly fee, CVT will not only tell you the value of your comics, well, they're going to make your comics valuable.
But how can they do that? The man at the comic book store said that my collection was worthless.
Well, that's simple, friend. After cataloging your collection, CVT's value enhancement experts will seek out other copies of the same issues you own and eliminate them, making your collection all the more valuable.
Meanwhile, Ben Grimm, the Thang, and his lady friend, do you think anybody ever just calls him the Thang? What's up, Thang? I doubt it. I learn something new every day. For example, did you know that the average human circulatory system is over 60,000 miles long? I know, it sounds like something you'd hear from a guy who swears he met Bigfoot selling them big foam fingers in the parking lot of your local Walmart. But it's true.
The book says, the home of Commissioner Gordon, who at the moment is entertaining his young socialite friend, Bruce Wayne. So, they're friends. It's kind of a weird friendship, I think. Just right off the bat, they're in Gordon's home. Gordon is sitting at his desk. Batman is sitting at the... Sorry, everybody. Bruce Wayne is sitting at the on the other side of the desk, and he's smoking a pipe, and he just seems bored. He just seems bored with life.
Unlike the blitz of destruction one might expect in an alien invasion story, the aliens, known as the Visitors, arrive under a banner of peace. They look human with their 70s hair and blue blocker sunglasses. They speak our language, and they claim to be in desperate need of our help. Fish creep me out, especially if the fish in question happens to be wearing a vest. You ever seen a fish in a vest? It's the stuff of nightmares. People are going to be what they're going to be, regardless of how much you disagree or how unnatural it is for you to see them doing it. Folks who choose to use roller skates have the freedom to make that choice for themselves. It may be stupid, it may not make sense to you, but you got to just let them do their thing. In May of 1984, comic fans gathered at a modest convention in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where a peculiar, self-published comic book made its quiet debut. It was an oversized, magazine-style, black-and-white comic printed on simple, but more importantly, cheap newsprint, with a limited run of just 3,275 copies. Its cover showed four mysterious masked turtles wielding weapons, poised for battle against a dark cityscape. Just hearing Rick Moranis call someone a hoser in that thick Canadian accent sent me rolling on the floor, giggling my 11-year-old butt off. And honestly, it still gets me. There's something so perfect about it. This weirdly innocent insult that's delivered with such sincerity by Moranis as Bob McKenzie.
Our Flush is an app that connects you with local homeowners who are willing to let you use their bathroom for a small fee, of course.
Wait, what? How does that work?
Well, simple, friend. With Our Flush, local homeowners open up their porcelain palaces for your convenience. No more wondering if the gas station toilet seat doubles as a petri dish. Just download the free app, browse through hundreds of nearby toilets, and then pick the one that best fits your needs.
So what have we learned here today? We've learned that movie trailers used to come after the movie. We've learned that podcast trailers exist. And most importantly, we've learned that Stephen or Else is a podcast unlike any other. It's a place where geek culture collides with unfiltered absurdity. where nostalgia meets nonsense, and where every episode is a brand new journey into the unknown. Because life is just too darn short for boring podcasts, this is Stephen or Else, coming soon to a podcast app near you. Subscribe now before you miss out, because, well, then you're going to feel left out. Don't be left out.
I don't think I can move through life knowing that a guy named Steven did this to me.
How could you let this happen, Steven?
Your podcast sucks.
Hail to the king, baby.
Steven! Thank God. I had a horrible feeling I was going to be the only one here.
There's always next time, Steven.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.